Well, hello, everybody. This is Dr. Martoni, and I want to thank everybody for being on the line. We have a lot of callers on the line. We have a bunch of callers that are on the phone, and we have an equal amount now that are listening to us on the website, so from the computer. Appreciate having you guys. This is our sixth annual gluten-free challenge, and I want to tell you that I am in it like you're in it. Every year, a few times a year, I actually go gluten-free, and I'll answer the question why I'm not gluten-free all the time, but I go gluten-free every January to start off the new year, and then I also go gluten-free every June. So I do it a couple times a year just to kind of, just to catch myself. And let's see here. Let me just kind of get my bearings straight. And when I first start off the gluten-free series, every year, each one of you, we have about 100, maybe 100 and 800, maybe 115 now people doing the gluten-free challenge this year. I send out a series of questions. And one of the questions on there was, what is the reason why you're going gluten-free? And each year, you know, there, I mean, there's some of the pretty consistent same answers. This year, by overwhelming response, I got to lose weight. A lot of people that are doing this challenge are very interested in weight loss. So I am going to make this gluten-free challenge a little bit more focused on that, where we're going to, this week, we're just going to lay kind of the groundwork about gluten, what is gluten, and lay out some of the resources that we have. Next week is going to be very different. Typically, we do all of these in calls. Next week, we're going to be doing our eClean in 2016 at Whole Foods. And that whole talk is definitely going to be about gluten, but it's going to be about fat metabolism, how to increase, how to basically burn fat effectively so you're not always craving food. And by doing that, you're going to lose weight. And we're going to, by when I talk about fat metabolism, I do talk about gluten-free. So we're going to be highlighting fat metabolism next week. All of these calls will be recorded, and the talk will be recorded if you can't make it. Because the problem with Whole Foods is we have, you know, 100 people on the doing the challenge. Whole Foods, they can only hold 75 people, and I know that they're going to want to reserve some space for their members. So I think we have about 50 spots available. We already have about 28 people that are signed up for the Whole Foods event. If you'd like to sign up for the Whole Foods event, please do so soon, because that event will sell out, it will fill up, but you'll be able to listen to those calls on online. And then the other quick housekeeping thing that I want to talk about are the cleanses. So we have only a few cleanses left. We have about 10 cleanses left. The gluten-free process is a month process, and it's going gluten-free for 4 weeks, 30 days. But there's an optional cleanse, and obviously the gluten-free challenge is free for you, but there's an optional cleanse that I typically do every year, and a lot of people do every year, that happens 2 weeks in. The two-week date, we'll be starting the cleanse on the 18th. So the optional cleanse will go from the 18th to the 29th. That is a product-driven cleanse. What it is it's more of a cellular cleanse. So when a lot of times people hear about cleansing, they think pooping, unfortunately. But this one is more of a cellular-based cleanse. It's a liver cleanse. So you'll really feel that essence of cleansing. You'll have, sometimes you'll get a little feverish. Your body's going to want to sleep. You'll notice if you keep your current activity level, your body's going to just get a little bit more tired, because it is a deeper cleanse. So if you do decide to do that cleanse, you need to be prepared for that. And if you do decide to do that cleanse, we need to know soon, just because they're good, that this company is going to be back ordered on this cleanse. Again, in that original email I sent you, you can go to the website. There's a link now to our website, and you can sign up for that cleanse. Do that soon, because we only have We have only have a few left. So a little bit about this format and how these calls go. So, I mean, like I said, there's a bunch of people on the call. There's a bunch of people listening to this online. Online. So if you're listening to it online, at any point in time, Heather, I thank you for your question, but there's a button that says that you can ask a question. And if you click that button and you ask a question, that will go right to my screen, and I can see that you have a question there. And through the talk or when I start to get into gluten-free, I'll answer some of those questions. Now, also, at the end of the call, if you're listening to this on the phone, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the option to hit star 2. If you hit star 2 on the phone, that is going to basically raise your hand. I will then unmute your line. You can ask a question, and I'll remute the line, and then I'll answer the question that way. So that's a little bit about this. And the last thing I want to go over is, if many of you might not be aware, but we have a Facebook page. And on that Facebook page, like this morning, I took a snapshot of my breakfast that I ate, and I posted it. So that is where I'm going to be taking quite a bit of pictures. I'm going to take those pictures, and then I'm going to take pictures of the food that I'm eating, and I'm going to be posting it there. That's also an open forum where if you're having some challenges, you can kind of create like a community there. And last year, people were answering other people's challenges. People are posting recipes to the website. We're also going to be having some new recipes that Anna is compiling right now. We're going to be sending those out in the next few days, where they will be, where they're just gluten-free recipes. On our website, hopefully many of you have visited the website already. That is going to be our main resource through the gluten-free challenge, where you're going to go to the website, you're going to click on, let me see here, I can pull it up, Atlantis Wellness. So if you go to the website, you can click on the gluten-free tab. And when you click on that gluten-free tab, you'll see a few things. Oh, actually, it's not there right now. But you're eventually going to see recordings for these calls. It'll say 2016 recordings. And under that 2016 recording, this call will be recorded, and then each additional call will be recorded and placed under that. If we go over something and I'm telling you I'm going to be sending you something, just keep an eye on your email, and that's where those things will be. Will be done. Whew. Okay. So, I said that was the last thing, but there is one more thing before we get into this gluten-free stuff. We have a new app that we just launched. It will be being sent out in an email later on this week. And that app is, if you go on your Google Play Store, you go into Google App Store, or you go under the Apple App Store, and you type in Atlantis Chiropractic, you can get that app onto the phone. You'll get special discounts. You'll get early bird registration when we do something. There'll be education. It's also tied to our Facebook page, so you'll get that constant feed for the stuff that we're doing. Then there's also a loyalty program where when you come into the office, you'll hand over your phone. We'll check off every if you get 12 visits checked off or 12 check marks, your next visit's for free. So that's the stuff we're doing. That's the stuff that's coming up. And now we're going to start to get into this whole gluten-free thing. What is gluten? There's so much misinformation around gluten. You often hear, I often ask people, I said, so have you ever tried going gluten-free? And kind of some of the, most common responses is, yeah, no, I heard once you go gluten-free, your digestive tract's never the same. Or, no, I tried to go gluten-free, but I don't have an issue with gluten. I've had a celiac test and I don't have celiac, so they're just going to kind of keep eating gluten. And, that is kind of so all of these misnomers, the only way to really know if you have a gluten sensitivity is to take yourself off of gluten for 30 days and then you see how you feel. Because gluten itself is actually just a protein. It's a protein that's found in wheat, barley, and rye. And that protein tends to be a totally different gluten protein than it used to be back in the day, because there's been a lot of genetic modification done to the gluten protein. Because one of those common misnomers is, oh my God, my parents grew up eating, pasta. I'm Italian, so pasta is part of my heritage. So they never had problems. Well, the pasta that they were eating is totally different than the genetically modified pasta that we're eating now. And what the research is starting to really suggest is that the gluten protein, though somebody might not have a celiac reaction to it, there's a lot of gluten allergies. And these gluten allergies are causing irritable bowel type symptoms or gas and bloating through the GI tract, which leads to something that's called leaky gut syndrome, which causes joint inflammation. So, just try it. Have a big pasta meal, or have a big half a pizza, or go to Bertucci's and eat pizza. And the next day, see if your rings fit correctly, or take your weight the next morning and see how, see how much weight you gain just overnight. And all of that weight gain is bloating, because when you're eating gluten, it causes an inflammation in your GI tract, and you're getting these large proteins that are in your digestive tract that are really toxins in food start to get absorbed through into the bloodstream, and they wreak havoc on your joints. And that's really one of the issues, is that when you're eating this gluten protein, the gluten protein is causing this inflammation in this GI tract, and you're getting these IBS type symptoms. Also, headaches are associated. Fibromyalgia is associated with gluten sensitivities. And you don't know if you have a gluten sensitivity until you take yourself off of it. I often tell people, well, listen, don't eat oranges for a long time, and then eat an orange. Well, are you going to have a negative reaction from eating an orange? And the answer is no. You're not going to have a negative reaction from eating the orange, because the oranges aren't bad for you. So if you don't eat pasta for a long time, you take yourself off of gluten. Well, if you add gluten back into your diet, or let's say you're bloating and your gas and all that stuff goes away, and then you add gluten back into your diet, if you add gluten back into your diet and you have an issue, the problem's gluten. So it's really common sense that if you have a difficult time with gas, bloating, diarrhea, allergies, anything, I don't care what it is, weight gain, you can't lose weight, pull yourself off of it. Because really one of the major issues with it is when you break down this gluten protein, there's something in your body that's produced in the GI tract. It's called gluteomorphin. And gluteomorphin sounds very, very similar to morphine, because it is. It's an opiate derivative. So when you eat gluten, what's happening is your digestive tract is releasing this morphine derivative and goes up to your brain, and it's really making you addicted to this gluten protein. So what happens is your body starts to crave food. You're starting to crave gluten. You see these kids that all they want to do is live on pasta, or they live on potato chips, and they crave these carbohydrates. Well, they're craving the carbohydrates as much as they're craving that morphine derivative that is being released when they eat these foods. Then what ends up happening is, once you start eating these high gluten foods, your insulin levels start to spike, because your blood sugar levels spike. So then your insulin levels spike. And when your insulin levels spike, what happens is it crashes your sugar levels. So when your sugar levels crash, you become hungry. And now you just start eating again. And we've been taught to eat a whole bunch of little meals throughout the day to keep our insulin levels up, which is the worst thing that we can do. And I'm going to be talking about that next week, because we're living on food throughout the whole day. And that is not how our body was meant to function. Our body was meant to function to live off of our fat cells in our body. And our bodies are becoming less reliant on those fat cells. So it's just loading, you just load on the pounds because of the way that we're taught to eat. We're taught to eat a lot throughout the whole entire day to satisfy ourselves when we're hungry, which is not the way that the body was made. And that will be a much that would be much that would be discussed much more on our next topic. I mean, on our next week when we're at Whole Foods, which is Eat and Clean 2016. And you know, Heather asks also a good question here: is what do you, you know, what are the best resources for meal planning in the challenges, you know, during the day that come up? Because the problem is once you start to go gluten-free and you take yourself off of gluten, and let's say you start to lose weight, which is often one of the side effects of it, although not at the tip, not at the beginning sometimes, because you can tend to get more bloated, and I'll talk about that. But what ends up happening is you have these cravings, and you get these really, really strong urges to eat. And in a lot, what we're doing is our bodies are fighting ourselves because we're pulling ourselves off of that gluten and that morphine. We're starting to crave that morphine, and we're really breaking an addiction. So you need to fight those cravings. Now, what I want to caution people to do is what most people do is once you have cravings, they're going to eat, right? They're going to try to focus on, okay, give me something to eat. You need to fight that urge, because what's happening is in the body is going into the starvation mode, and we need to start to turn the switch on to be able to stabilize our insulin levels, not with food, but from our fat cells. And what ends up happening is our body starts to say, whoa, we're not going to be given these carbohydrates, so we need to figure out a different energy source. So your body will start breaking down those fat cells in the body, and that is what we want to tap into. So at the beginning, you're going to feel, you know, you might get headaches from the low blood sugar. You might start to get bloating. You'll have some cravings, and you need to fight those. You can, if you want to add in something that's high fat, like nuts, almonds or walnuts, something like that, and always have a gluten-free trail mix with you, have a gluten-free trail mix with you, then you can kind of feed yourself that way. But you really want to try to fight that as much as you can, and because that is what's going to be the most effective way to just stop the cravings themselves. It's unfortunately it's a little bit of a cold turkey. And then ultimately what's going to happen is once you start to fight these urges and your body starts breaking down these fat cells, well, there's a problem with that. And the problem is that your fat cells harbor toxins. And like the pesticides that are in the foods, a lot of those toxins that are in the food are absorbed into your fat cells. And so we become a toxic heap of a walking toxic heap. I mean, I know that's probably not the best way to explain it, but we're toxic because of the foods that we're eating. So when you start to break down these fat cells, you're going to become a little bit more toxic. That's why you don't start a cleanse right away, because I want you to go gluten-free. I want you to break these cravings first and start to tap into a little bit of this fat metabolism, because our bodies will start to get a little bit sweaty. Our livers are going to start working because our fat cells are going to be broken down and these toxins are going to be removed. The best way to offset that is to drink a lot of water. So if you notice, I told everybody I wanted you to download this checklist. And if you haven't done that, please do that, because step one is monitoring your progress. I want you to monitor your weight every single day. And there's a very important concept to measure your weight every day, because a lot of people are afraid of the weight. Well, it's not the weight that people should be afraid of, more as the fluctuation in the number. So when you eat a large gluten meal, you're going to gain weight. You need to know that you're putting your body at risk, because all of your joints are swollen. And the reason why I want you to monitor your water is because of the fact that you need to increase your water through this process. Ultimately, you should be drinking half of your body weight in ounces of fluid a day. Repeat that. That's half of your body weight in ounces. So if you are 100 pounds, you should be drinking 50 ounces of water a day. If you are 160 60 pounds, you should be drinking 80 ounces of water a day. And so I really want you to monitor that. I want you to monitor your percentage of bloating that you have, because at the beginning, you know, you're going to start to, you'll feel real good for the first day or two. There'll be some cravings, but then all of a sudden your digestive system might act up a little bit. That's because your body is like I said, your body is addicted to this gluten, and your digestive tract's going to change. It's literally going to start healing. It takes, it'll take a full 3-week process for your digestive, well, even longer than that, but at least a 3-week process for your body to digest once you, I mean, to start healing once you start, pull yourself off of this gluten. But it's going to be really important to monitor those bloating levels and then ultimately your energy level, because it is very, very common at the beginning, once you start to go gluten-free, to drop energy, especially if you're active, right? So especially if you're exercising at a high level, or if you're, you know, if you're biking, or you're starting to, you know, get into, you know, more activity. But once you start, you know, becoming a little bit more active, your body is going to really try to crave these, this carbohydrates, but your body's going to say, whoa, 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 I'm starving the system a little bit of this gluten, so we're going to start breaking down the fat cells. That is, at the beginning, you'll start to lose a little bit of energy. That's where those headaches come from, because the body's going to take a while for those insulin levels to come back, and then after you go through that process, then your body will start to balance. So, it's really, really important to stick with this, with the process, in the whole process. But there's a lot of question about, you know, how strict should I be? Because ultimately, when you see a gluten, you know, when you see something that, like oatmeal, it says, you know, you'll have some oatmeal that's gluten-free and then some oatmeal that isn't. Well, all oats are gluten-free. But the issue is some oatmeal is made in a factory that can contain some bread products, the same, you know. So ultimately, we're not looking at being that, you know, being that strict, where if a little gluten powder got on the, got on the oatmeal, I'm not worried about that, because oatmeal itself is gluten-free. And when you go to the website and you download the Atlantis gluten-free recommendations, you'll see a list of gluten-free foods, and a list of foods with gluten and a list of foods that don't have gluten. And if something doesn't have gluten, you don't have to worry about if it says gluten-free or not. And if you're out at a restaurant, most restaurants like Burton Steakhouse and Legal Seafoods, I mean, most restaurants now, even 99, have gluten-free menus. So when you go to a restaurant and the server asks you if you have any allergies, for the sake of this challenge, you have a gluten allergy. You will get different food. The food will be prepared differently, but you can pretty much sometimes order the same food. Just because something it says gluten-free on it, like it's a gluten-free product, doesn't make it a health food. So when you're going out, you can get gluten-free fried calamari. That does not make it a healthy choice. So the message with this gluten-free challenge is, yes, to go gluten-free, but ultimately, based on what a lot of your intentions are, it is also to lose weight. So make smart choices. The way that I do this gluten-free challenge, if you saw the post on Facebook this morning, I have a gluten-free cereal. And this gluten, and whatever, regardless of what the gluten-free cereal is, I go to Trader Joe's, I go to Whole Foods, and I pick myself up a gluten-free cereal. And I use almond milk. I use almond coconut milk is what I use, just because it's one of the tastes that I do like. And so I use the almond coconut milk. And it's called Almond Breeze. And the cereal that I posted this morning was, I can't even pronounce it, E-R-E-W-H-O-N. It's a gluten-free brown rice. And I added a little bit of banana in there. Sometimes I'll add some fruit, sometimes I won't. Lunch, strictly, all I'm doing is salads. So I will just have, for lunch, I'll have a salad. During the day today, my blood sugar level got a little low, so I had I had some almonds just to kind of bring it up a little bit, and I just had some almonds and some carrots. And then for dinner tonight, I'll go home and I'll have another salad. So what I'll do is I'll put the base of all of my food for this next month is going to be a salad, whether it's kale, whether it's spinach, whether it's, you know, green, you know, dark green salads, or it's just romaine. I will, I'll have a salad and then I'll put my food on top of it. I love going to Whole Foods because I love the salad bar. The salad bar makes it so easy. I'm a very simple person. I need things to be easy. So I'll go, I'll get my salad. You know, in if you look around on the salad bar, there's some, they're called Simply Smart Choices Simply Green. I can't remember the exact name of it at this point, but under each one, it tells you if it has wheat in it or if it does, or if it's wheat free. So if it says it doesn't have wheat in it, then just, you know, I just put that on my salad and I make these large, colorful salads. The more colorful the salad is, the more nutrients you're getting. And I also try to do a juice once or twice a week. So I'll do like a green smoothie, something like that. Some of those recipes we are putting together for you, we're going to have those posted, and those will be available for you online. And that's pretty much that's pretty much it. So I'll have some gluten-free cereal in the morning. I have a gluten-free trail mix that I do make. If you're interested, I can give you that recipe too. And but typically I eat a lot of nuts because nuts are very high in fat. In our next talk, or the talk that's recorded at Whole Foods, we're going to be talking about eating clean. And eating clean is eating a high-fat diet, a lot of omega-3s, a lot of omega-6s, getting those naturally occurring in foods, stabilize those insulin levels, allows our body to burn fat, and basically you lose fat while you're at rest. I mean, it's pretty amazing once you know the principles and you eat the right way, how quickly your body will speed your metabolism and you will lose weight. So if anybody has any questions at this point, please ask them. And if you're on the website, you can click on, if you're listening online, you can click on that question page and you can ask a question. If you are listening on the phone, what you can do is you can hit *2 on your phone, and that will tell me that your line is unmuted. And, well, I will unmute your line because that will end up raising your hand. Let me see here. I have an incoming message. No, that's not a message. Let me see here. So 26 minutes, 37. So I am looking now. I see no hands raised. Going once on the hand raises on the phone. *2 to raise your hand if you have a question. Or on the website, you can click a question right now. All right, doesn't look like anybody has questions. Let me go to one more page just to make sure that I'm getting it all. Nope, we're good. Okay, I want to thank everybody for being on the call tonight. Like I said, I will be is being recorded, so it will be posted to the site. I got kicked off of my for some reason, I got kicked off of my website tonight, my Atlantis Wellness page. So I won't get a chance to put this on tonight, but it will be put on tomorrow so you can listen to this again. That's why I go over a lot of information. I go over a lot of information quickly so you can re-listen to it. And, I really want you to get the, there's just so much information to know about gluten and gluten-free. I'm going to try to make it easy for you. And hopefully you enjoy the process, and we're healthier all because of it. So thank you so much for being on the call tonight, and I look forward to seeing everybody soon. Take care.
The moderator has left the conference.